Well, look up and see. March 24. Okay, and then just don't ever sign up for anything ever.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Alexandria. Can I have the zip code on file to assist you today?
49464.
All right, give me one moment. Let me place you on a brief hold.
Hello.
Give me one moment. I'm just having some technical difficulties. You said it's 49464?
Correct.
All righty, thank you so much for that. And can I have the first and last name?
Leah, L-E-A-H, mm-hmm. Buitenhuis, B-U-I-T-E-N-H-U-I-S as in Sam.
All righty, thank you so much for that. And can you verify your address for security purposes?
1480 Hill Ridge Way, Zeeland, Michigan.
All righty, thank you so much for that. So I see here you started a trial with us back in March for the keto and the keto cleanse. How are those products working out for you today?
No, that is actually not accurate. There has not been any kind of signing up for that. That's why I'm calling. So I called my bank today because there was activity on my account that I did not approve. And so I see that there was a charge on March 24 for $4.95 through Love Quick Cleanse. And then again for $4.96 the same day from Love Quick Diet. And then there was a charge on 4/5 for $97.84 and then 4/13 for $94.94. And none of those have been approved at all. So this is, and the bank is, they are prepared to dispute this if we're not able to get these transactions reversed today.
Alrighty. So is your address, can you give me your email address?
Yep, it is mjbuitenhuis at charter.net.
So you don't have an address that's leahm@gmail.com?
No.
So that's not you. Is your phone number, can you give me your phone number?
Sure, 616-610-9833 or 616-772-1120.
Alrighty. So is there a chance that someone used your card in your family that you weren't aware of?
No.
Alrighty, because it does say here that the package was delivered to you, but I do have different email addresses and a different phone number for you. So what I'm going to do for you is have you transfer it to our fraud department so that whoever used your account, we can go ahead and have charges pressed against them.
Okay, you will, because, I mean, here's the thing. I've been home, and I get the mail, and there's not been anything delivered to us at all from any kind of keto diet or anything like that, or any Love Quick Cleanse or anything. So clearly someone has used this card to make mm-hmm. these purchases, because mm-hmm. there's not been anything sent. So, and I get the mail every single day. Like, mm-hmm. I'm it.
Alrighty, so I did just go ahead and get you typed up. I'm going to have you transferred to our fraud department so they can assist you with your account.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one moment. You're going to be placed on a brief hold and someone's going to be right with you.